and our announcements for today, which can be found on the back of your pink insert. Some things coming up. This Friday, June 27th, is movie night. The feature presentation is Whale Rider. Admission is free. If you have an opportunity, I'm not usually able to attend on Fridays, but I have attended a couple times, and it's really a fun event, and there's some sharing going on, food, so it's always good. Vernetta is doing a Unity 101 in-house only class, The 12 Powers of Man. The last class is next Sunday, June 29th, and I'm sure, even if you haven't joined up to this point, that you're more than welcome to participate. First Unity Church down south on Butler Hill Road, it sponsors a grief support group. The next meeting is Wednesday, June 25th, which is this Wednesday. And then save the date. This year, instead of us having our own picnic, all the Unity churches are going to be gathering together to have a picnic, an all-Unity picnic. Save the date for Saturday, September 20th. And the picnic will be held from 11 to 3 at Simpson Park in Valley Park. Okay, so hope to see everybody attend that. And also, if you would read in our bulletins, I think we all know that Priscilla Edwards, who was a light in this church, passed away or made her transition on June 13th. And Vernetta said she would let us know when there's any news about her services. Also, I'm reminded that in the back, we have a new book, The True Spirit of Gratitude. You can pick that up in the back, on the back table, asking for a dollar donation on that. And anybody that's new or would like to pick up an information packet at the back table. And there's a card if you want to keep in if you want us to keep in contact with you. So, from those announcements, we can move on to express one of the principles, our guiding principle, probably. We have five principles in Unity, but the one principle that kind of overrides all things is our Unity affirmation. And if we could all say that together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent. And you know, when I first started Unity, I thought Unity people were crazy. You know, how can you say that there's only good when we can look around and see that that's not the case? But last Thursday, my mother-in-law made her transition. And my brother-in-law, as we were sitting there, he said, you know, he goes, my mom made a lot of bad choices that really I had a hard time forgiving over the years. But he said, you know, I look back on it, and he goes, some of those bad choices really led to a lot of good in my life. So, you know, I think that's part of this. Maybe not the only part, and I may not be expressing it well, but I think what they're trying to say is that good will overcome whatever else is out there. Also, our youth blessing, and if we keep in mind all the youth in your life, and our life, and youth in you. But also, I think today maybe to really keep in mind the youth who are caught up in war. There are so many children out there right now that are involved in situations where there is war, and many of them have never known anything but war. And I think we kind of forget that here living in the United States. So if you kind of keep those children in mind also. Children of God, we love you, we bless you. We appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you.
Thank you. the Bible. In Matthew 19, verse 26, and that's Matthew 19, verse 26, Jesus Christ says, with God, all things are possible. You know, that's hard to believe of our human selves, isn't it? We want things how we want things. Sometimes we don't realize that we have received the impossible because we're too focused on looking for the big lightning bolt, the big bang to happen. You know, that wasn't just a hollow promise, contingent upon some outer something to happen. It speaks to the inherent power we access through faith, through unwavering belief that the divine presence is working through us, for us, and as us. It's a declaration. It's almost, well, it's not almost. It's a promise, a roadmap to a life filled with potential and abundance. All things are possible when you believe in the one presence and power. Now that's the thing. What is it you believe? What is it you believe? When you believe in that one presence and that one power, God the good, omnipotent, when you believe in these true principles as taught by Charles Fillmore, when you get a deep feeling, a sense of what you are, oh wow, the impossible can become possible. All right, it may not look like you think it's gonna look. Because sometimes, as I said, we miss it because we're looking for a certain outcome. We're looking for a certain thing. We're looking for that material item to appear. But the power is in you. The power is in you to move through experiences, to overcome, to manifest whatever it is you need at any given moment. But if your belief system is not in place, it's going to take some effort. That's why I like to tell people, work on your belief system. If you're doubting a lot of things in your life, if a lot of things coming to your mind are negative thoughts, work on your belief system. There is something deep within you that can lift you up and will let you see through spiritual eyes instead of this human stuff that we buy into and believe. How many watch TV this week? Or even just today? Yeah. We believe in the one power and the one presence, no matter what the appearances are out picturing. We hold a vision of peace so that vision can come into manifestation. And guess what? I bet you Unity Church is all over the universe today is holding that vision of peace in this time of trial and challenges. And we join because you know what? Neil was talking about the good. When we let our light shine as community, as one, wow, it dispels the darkness. Things begin to happen. There are so many good things that have begun to happen through people coming together, making sure people have places to sleep, making sure they have food, making sure that their spirits, which is the most important thing to me, is that their spirits are uplifted. Yes. We want what we want when we want it, don't we? We live in this universe where everything is like, oh my gosh, super speed. Recently, I ordered some from Amazon about 11 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock in the morning, it was sitting on my doorstep. Yeah. We have fast foods. We go to a drive-thru. You can get just about anything through a drive-thru. And that culture has embraced us and pulled us in. We've forgotten that there's another culture. And that's the culture that Jesus Christ taught us. To be open and receptive to the good. To know that it's not going to always be an instantaneous thing. To take time to connect, to take time to sit with your inner self. I have people tell me, I can't meditate. Well, take time to sit with your inner self. Take time to contemplate the Spirit of God, that Spirit that is moving through the universe, that some of us have caught hold to and hanging on through these times that are challenging. Our teachings challenge us to what? Look beyond limitations. We perceive and embrace the boundless possibilities that lie within each divine spark that is within each one of us. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, there's a story about David facing Goliath. We all are familiar with that, right? Here's this young boy believing that he can be the one to conquer the giant. And I imagine, don't you, people probably looked at him and laughed. Yeah, a little scrawny. But David held to his belief. And they let him go out, and all he had was a slingshot. That represents to me that slingshot is we have in us something that can overcome whatever it is, the challenge is, whatever the Goliath is in your life right here, right now. And the rocks that he flung, that represents truth to me. We can stand in our truth and overcome. Yeah. The odds were against him. And to the worldly eye, it looked impossible. What can this young boy who has not traveled the earth plane to gain worldly knowledge, what can he accomplish in the face of what's against us? Well, we can take a lesson from David. David knew deep in his heart that the power of God was greater than any earthly challenge. He believed, and in his belief, he tapped into divine power that shattered the limitations of physical realm and brought down a seemingly invincible Goliath. That takes a lot of faith, doesn't it? It takes a lot of belief. What have you come up against in your lives that you can take from the wisdom of David and use to have your overcoming? I thought I'd tell you a little story about myself, because I don't like to stand here and talk to you about anything that I haven't experienced or overcome myself in my own story. In fact, the very reason I'm standing here today is a result of an overcoming. You see, when I was going to Unity School, I was close to finishing, but I had about 3 more weeks to go. And I also had to go through what they called SDS, which is skills demonstration. You had to go before a panel of ministers and do a class and answer some questions on the spot. Well, I had just quit my job, I guess maybe about 2 months before I realized that the requirements they had before were changing. And if I didn't go now, I wasn't going to be able to complete for licensing for quite a while, because some of my credits were just going to disappear, almost all of them. And I would have to start from the beginning and work my way back. So, to make a long story short, I didn't take a temporary assignment. Instead, I went to do the 3 weeks at school. I didn't really have the, well, my mind told me I didn't have the money to finish. But I took my savings, because I figured when I get back, I'd worry about all that later. This was the most important thing to me, because I was so excited about being able to go before people and talk about my truth. And maybe one person out of many, it would catch hold, and they would go forth and they would be able to promote their truth. So I went through that, and I went through those 3 weeks, and I finished that, and I still had the skills demonstration to go through. That's a whole week of stuff, and that's a whole week of costing money to do it, as well as some place to board. So I had this minister that was my mentor, Reverend Mae Davis. And Reverend Mae Davis said, "We shall overcome this. You are going to finish. You are too close not to." And so she and I both prayed. Well, the church didn't have money to send me. She called me all excited about 4 weeks later and said, "Guess what? Somebody anonymously has sent money for you to complete SDS and also to cover some of the expenses that you had back when you were going through those 3 weeks. And for enough for you to go back to the village and walk across the stage and receive your certificate. Oh my, God is good when you hold on, when you get that deep belief, when you get those prayer partners. How many have prayer partners in here? Get you some. They're wonderful. And if you don't have anyone you could call for a prayer partner, we have forms over here. Get on our prayer call list. We call once a month. We don't disturb your whole day with a two-hour prayer. It's a short thing. You tell what your need is, and they hold it in that sacred space for about two to three minutes. Yeah. But get some people to uplift you. Call me. My number is everywhere. Email, text. But it's important to develop your belief that anything can happen, and that the impossibility can become a manifestation for you. I never doubted that I was going to finish. I had no clue where it was going to come from. I stood on that. I took it and I tried to figure it out of my own human self. But when I let go and said, okay, this is yours. Show me where to go, what to do, what to say. Sometimes it's a matter of speaking your desire out loud. You never know who may be open and receptive to give you the guidance or the help that you're seeking. Yes, the key, though, is to shift your perception. Quit sitting, and I'm telling you this because I've done it, quit sitting and wallowing in your stuff. Quit letting your mind go to, this is not possible. You have to believe on some level, get it deeper, even if you just have to affirm or recite affirmations and let them sink deep in you and hold on to you. Somebody asks you, how are you going to go to school? One presence, one power's got me. Don't let yourself go and visit those dark corners of your mind. Hold on. Know that all things are possible. That they may not come to me how I vision them. They may come to me in a different form. May just be someone coming and giving me a hug, and all of a sudden I get an idea because that spiritual touch has enlightened me. It stroked my fire that is within me. Sometimes we need that, don't we? We need people to stroke our fire. Maybe it's gone down to just embers in our belief. We might need it to be stroked up. Yeah, I like that thought. So, I ask you today, what mountains are you facing? Are there dreams that you're holding back from pursuing? Believing that that's impossible for you. Remember these words as you go through your life. All things are possible when you believe in the one presence and the one power, God the good omnipotent. We've had sitting in this room a lot of healings. We've had, I don't know, I've, I've been told a time or two, wow, you got over that fast. Yeah. Dig into your belief system. Let go of your doubts. Embrace truth. And then you can't just do that. You have to step boldly into the guidance you may receive. Hearing and getting the word is good, but doing it is what activates the universe. Yeah. So let your belief be your guide. Let strength and your unwavering foundation in truth be your rock. For within that belief lies the key to unlocking your full potential and living a life full of joy, peace, and endless possibilities. I want to give you, before I close, I want to give you a few scriptures. And these scriptures, you can use those as your affirmations, as you're affirming, or whenever something seems impossible, use some of these scriptures. One of them is Philippians 4 and 13. My favorite. When the energy is at the lowest low, I grasp hold of the scripture and hold on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If there's something in my body, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If there's a material need, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then sit quietly and let those words reverberate through your body, and you'll be led the right place, the right time, and the right thing to say or do. Another one is Proverbs 16 and 3. Commit to the Lord. And by the way, where's the Lord? The Lord is in you. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Need some direction, need some wisdom, need to know which way to go? Committing to the Lord is simply committing to the Christ Spirit that is within you, knowing that it can lead you through whatever the experience it is that you need to move through. And that's putting your trust, too, in your indwelling spirit. Trusting that you're going to be guided. Trusting that you're going to be successful. Yeah. And one more. There are a bunch of them, but I'm just giving you a couple. You can research them out. Luke 18 and 27. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. This reminds me of a time going to a physician and hearing something, and I thought, my God is able to work through this and pull me up out of this darkness. And I held on to that. It may be impossible for these people to help me, but with God, all things are possible. Even a healing. But you got to get your belief system to work it. You got to get your belief system to working. And you also have to know that transition is not, it's not the end. It's just opening into another door, possibly in another form. A lot of times we fear that. But release and let go and let God lead. So, Charles Fillmore, he reminds us that if we truly believe in a power of boundless love, limitless possibilities, one whose every essence is power and goodness, then what limitations can hold us back? If we connect to the source, that one presence, we're tapping into the fabric of creation. Yes. And think of this church. What limitations can truly hold us back when we join together, knowing the one presence, the source, the one power, divine energy, God, Christ, whatever it is moving us forward. Our perception of impossibility is just that. It's a perception. It's a mind thing. It's a belief that we've constructed, and Charles Fillmore said, a prison that we built with bricks of limitation. And how do we break free? Believing in the one presence and the one power. Moving when that presence and power gives you the wisdom to move. Turn within, not just one day. Stay in the presence. Keep that foremost in your mind. Spirit is God is within me, and I'm going to keep moving. Because when you truly believe, when you tap into that infinite wellspring of divine power, guess what happens? All things are possible. Let's tap into it right now. Let's begin with affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Take a deep breath with me. You can close your eyes or focus on something in the room. We're going to go, as Charles Fillmore would say, to headquarters, to the source within each of us, and hitch our line to the belief of that presence and that power within us. And I'm going to paraphrase some of the prayer from Mornings with Myrtle that was written by a Reverend Sandra Campbell. And she begins, in God I live and move and have my being. I am open and receptive to my good from the infinite source that is God. And I know that all my needs are met. Nothing is impossible for me to attain, because I believe that with God all things are possible. I open my mind and my heart to unlimited possibilities of wholeness in mind, body, and spirit. And yes, I see. I see the healing power of God at work in all my affairs. And in this moment, I turn my attention away from thoughts of lack and limitation. I raise my expectations and immerse myself in the presence of God as the greater good in my life unfolds moment by moment, day by day. And when fear and doubt begin to cloud my judgment, I begin to feel and reaffirm my belief that God is omnipotent and omniscient. God is the presence and the power, the moving force in my life. God goes before me, clearing my path, and so I take a moment right here, right now, and rest and trust in the light of the Christ that is within me, and feel the activity of Spirit moving in and throughout me right here in this moment, right now. And as Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, wrote, those who believe in God know that everything is possible with Him. When we come to believe this, we are not astonished at anything. We begin to live, our minds are open more and more, and we expect We expect wonderful new things to come to us day by day. And for this, Holy Spirit, we thank you. And for this divine energy of the universe, we thank you for your activity moving in and throughout us. And for this and all things, we say, Amen.